When you are in the midst of a trial and you don't know what to do, how to act, where to turn, the one thing you must do is pray for wisdom. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in James chapter 1, where James has told us to count it all joy when we meet all types of trials. And then he says this in verse 5, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God." What's the connection between having the attitude of joy in the midst of trials and wisdom? The connection is that it takes wisdom to see trials in that way. It takes an eternal perspective. And if you find yourself struggling with counting your situation as a joyful one, then we should pray for wisdom, which will guide our hearts and minds in that direction. It seems like James thinks one of the major ingredients missing when it comes to the development of our faith is wisdom. Did you notice that verse 4 ends this way? "Let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." And then verse 5 begins, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask." But this is not what we often do, is it? We may pray, but our prayers usually revolve around changing the circumstances instead of navigating them with godliness and wisdom. "Father, please change this situation. Please fix this. Please take that away." But what about this prayer? "Father, I want to consider this trial as a means of joy and rejoicing in you. But I'm having a hard time doing that. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say or how to handle this. I want to be steadfast, so I need your wisdom. Please give me wisdom." We hope you are praying for that wisdom that you need for the trial that you're in day by day. When you pray today, please remember Grady Johnson and his family are missionaries in Mexico. Also, remember the Bacolwari Life Word broadcast heard throughout the Philippines.